I just was in the last hour. I was studying a little bit, see if I can get going. Maybe by Sunday, make a phone call, see if these guys can do the test with me. So I don't know yet, but probably today I will call them back again and see what happens. Roger.
That's good news. I'm rooting for you. All that study, it'll pay off. Take those practice exams. I'm confident you can do it.
Yeah, you know, when you go take a test and you fail, you don't feel like doing it, so you stay away for 2 days or 1 day, but that's wrong. You should get going, then all those questions will be on your, you know, on you. You'll know it all. And I know that, Roger.
Well, you know what they say, if you fall off the horse, get back up on it and keep going. I'll tell you what helps, though, is taking those practice tests and doing the study guides. And it becomes repetitive.
Yeah, Howard, I know that practice test is the best, really the best, because what this do is give you you take a test, all 35, and it says, okay, now you took a test, you failed with so many of this, but here's what you need to study, and they'll give it to you one after another one. Those are questions and answers. They'll tell you where you fell from, and that's the first time I seen that in this site.
I'm not sure what program you're using, but I use that hamstudy.org, and they had a phone app. And if I'd sit down on the couch for a few minutes, I'd pull it out and do it. Before I went to bed, you know, laying there, I'd run through a test. At work, on break, don't tell anybody, I do it in a meeting. but again, it's just as much as you can. I have been out of school for over 40-some years, so I needed all the help I could get.
That's the one I'm using, so I really like it, because now it's saying, go ahead and take a test, and when you take it, like I said, when you take a test, you fail, and they tell you where your mistakes are, and they give it to you right away, those mistakes, but you gotta keep going on it till you get it all together. Roger.
Yep, that's a good one. I'd get to the point where, you know, I was getting into like mid-90s on the test, and then all of a sudden something would happen and they'd throw in a different question or two or pick up a different area, and I'd drop down to like 70-something, and it'd freak out, you know, not knowing what the heck I did wrong. But just keep going at it.
Yeah, but you know what? Now it's a little bit tough time, because you got to go shopping, Christmas shopping, you got to go grocery shopping, you got to do all that work. So it's going to be a little bit difficult, but that's okay. Every time I turn around, I'll get on the app. That's what I'll do. Roger?
Yes, sir. Speaking of shopping, I got my new antenna. I bought a Comet GP3. For the house dual band, and I got to modify my existing bracket up there. I've got the antenna. It's just too darn cold to get up on the roof and do anything. So I'm using a magnet mount, a Diamond MR77, stuck on top of a refrigerator next to the window. It's working out pretty good, but I definitely want to get the other one up there.
WIUT48. Yeah, you're right, Howard, but you know what? It doesn't pay to go outside and do all that snow out there in the cold weather. I don't think I'll do it anyhow. I'll wait till the summer to come down. Roger?
WRHW-478.
Yep,
I agree. Besides, my wife would kill me if she found out I was going up on the roof with their snow up there. Not that we have much. I got about as much as Randall does, I'm sure. Just the light dusting and the roads are wet, and that's about it. So, you have any plans for the weekend?
No, not yet. I don't have anything planned right now. The way it's going, we got to go to 3-4 places shopping. Plus, we got to go to Dearborn shopping over there. I don't know what's over there. The family said you got to go there. We have to go there. So I guess we got to go there. So we'll take it that way, Roger.
That is correct. I'm at the mercy of my wife and her to-do list, so, and I'm sure she's got one, which is good. It's stuff for us instead of work, so I don't mind. But I'm see my destination ahead, so I'm going to wish you a 73. If I don't talk to you before Christmas, Merry Christmas, and you be safe. WRHW 478, clear on your final.
Howard, I think Randall is by you. He's not too far from Randall out there, the 218 station. Yeah, he's close by you there. But both of you sound good. You're sounding good too, anyhow. You take care, and if I don't hear from you, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk later. WIUG 88.